future is here. Thumb Cellular has launched the latest, fastest 4G service in the United States. It's 10 times faster than 3G will ever be. Get on a network like you've never experienced before. You now have access to 19 sites throughout the thumb. You also have access to Verizon's 4G LTE service nationwide, with more coverage than all other networks combined.
I give you the future.
Thumb Cellular has a selection of devices that work with the 4G service, such as the Motorola Razr Max, Novatel Wireless USB Modem, and the Novatel Wireless MiFi Hotspot. For more information, stop by any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Prepare yourself for a 4G invasion with Thumb Cellular. The future of wireless is here.
USA will get the ball to start this fourth quarter. They trail by 8 points, 48-40, with 7:55 left in the fourth quarter. Dan Rick out of the key. Andrew Ballard on the right block goes up for the layup and back to fundamentals, and it's good. Brendan Ballard with 19 on the night. 7:40 left. It's 48-42, 6 points differentiate these teams. Harbor Beach currently on top. They have not trailed. Excuse me, they have trailed. It was 2-0 USA. Cal took right wing, being guarded by, closely by Keith Beecher. Back up to Eli Kraft, being guarded by Zach Kramer. Out there for USA, Kramer, Ballard, Beachy, Gangler, and Rick. Into Nick Hessling for Harbor Beach into the left block. Back out to Eli Kraft for three from the right wing. Three corner, no good. Rebound, Gangler. Out there for Harbor Beach, Jonathan Kraft, Callan Cook, Nick Hessling, Josh Shelkin, Eli Kraft. There's only one starter out there, two starters for Harbor Beach and the Kraft boys. As they feed to Ballard inside the paint, and just as easy, another layup for Brendan Ballard. And now a four-point game, 48-44. Patriots trail only by four. Eli Kraft into the lane for the runner. This one's good. And now Kraft with 12 points. 50-44, Harbor Beach by six. Out of the key, Ballard over to Zach Kramer, 6.5 to play. Kramer for the jump shot from the free throw line, in and out, rebound Nick Hessling into the hands of Kraft. Trying to push the ball, 2-on-3. And Kraft from the right block, still we're going to work, goes up for the shot, and it's good. And he is hanging the line for one shot. Eli Kraft with now 14 points. Couple substitutions for Harbor Beach, Aaron Ginther and Andrew Seaman. Replace Jonathan Kraft and Nick Hessling. The foul is on Jake Beachy of USA, his third, and the team's fifth of the second half. That's the closest thing to foul trouble for USA. Jake Beachy with three and Grant Harris with three. Eli Kraft finishes off the old-fashioned three-point play with a free throw. He has 15. It's back to a nine-point game, nine-point lead for the Pirates, with 6:18 left in the fourth quarter, 53-44. Jake Beachy, favoring to his right side, goes to the wing, picks up his dribble. Feeds into Ballard, double team coming, goes up for the shot, and he is fouled, and the shot is good. Brendan Ballard, with six straight points in this fourth quarter, draws yet another foul. That's Harbor Beach's fifth team foul in the second half, and the first on number 10, Josh Shelkin. Shooting one, Brendan Ballard. He is 23, trying to make it 24 right here. Shots up, and this one's good. 24 points for the big man, 6'6" junior Brendan Ballard for USA. Brings it back down to 6-point deficit for USA. Andrew Seaman at the free throw line, dribbles twice, picks up his dribble back up to Shelkey over to Kraft on the right wing. Back down to the D. Seaman went to the floor for it, and Eli Kraft saves the day and resets the offense. Back over to Shelkey in the left wing, back over to Kraft. Drives into the lane for the runner. This one's a little too strong. Rebound, Ballard. 5.5 to play in the fourth, 53-47. Over to Beachy, left wing, drives right down to the lane, does a little bit of spin move into the paint, and kicks it right back out to Dan Rick. Rick nearly took the three, pump faked over to Beachy into the lane for the jump shot, and this one's good. They're leaving Beachy wide open in the lane. He now has 6 points, his first points since the second quarter, though. 53-49, USA back within four. Down to Callum Cook in that left block with his infamous left turnaround layup. And Kent has 10 points on that effort tonight. 55-49, six-point lead for the Pirates. Dan Rick, right wing, up to Gangler, trying to feed it into Ballard. Let the handle loose a little bit, just a bit outside for a ball, and goes out of bounds, high reach ball.
Gangler a little upset with himself on that way. He knows that every possession is so important at this stage of the ball game.
Eli Kraft with the left elbow over to Colin Cook in the baseline, back to Kraft. Seaman at the top being guarded by Ballard. Back over to Kraft, left wing. Now Aaron Ginter for three. Top of the key, no good. Rebound still loose. And Andrew Seaman steps out of bounds with the ball. And it'll get back to USA. Number 15, Brent Harris is back in for USA, replacing Seth Gangler. He looks a little archy. So out there for USA, Dan Rick. Number 11, Zach Kramer. Number 10, Jake Beachy. Number 15, Grant Harris. Number 32, Brendan Ballard.
This could be a five.
And Brendan Ballard goes up for the half-court pass and brings it in. Goes up for the, goes for the layup, and it's good. Brendan Ballard now with 9 points for 26 points altogether. 9 points come in this fourth quarter. 55-51, four-point game. On the baseline, Andrew Seaman was fouled. They say he was on the floor, so it'll be the 16th foul on USA. Next, from here on out, our reach will be shooting at least one free throw as number 15, Grant Harris, picks up his fourth personal foul. Back to the top of the key as Andrew Seaman goes into the lane. He gets stripped on the way up. They say he was on the floor again, but it'll be one-and-one situation with the seventh foul. Fouls on number 11, Zach Kramer. That's his first at the line, shooting one and perhaps a bonus with Andrew Seaman. He has 10 points in the night. Started the game with two threes. He's two for two for the free throw line so far. Scratch that. That's three for three. 56-51, Harbor Beach by five. 4:12 left in the fourth quarter. Like we said earlier, Harbor Beach was leading by 19 points at one point. And now they lead by six with free throws made. Two consecutive by Andrew Seaman for four for four on the night. 57-51, Harbor Beach, as USA, Mark Ingford takes a full timeout. Yep, they're still discussing it here. Yep, full timeout here for USA. You're tuned to WLIW, Harbor Beach, 57, USA, 51.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Michelle Shaw. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Seabowing, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
If any of your friends turned off the radio in that first half, tell them to turn the radio back on. We got ourselves a barn burner here to go with 4:04 left in the fourth. Harbor Beach leads by six, but USA has the ball. It's USA 51, Harbor Beach 57. In the left corner to Dan Rick, trying to beat into Ballard. Now Zach Kramer has the offense reset by Jake Beachy at the top of the key. Beachy dribbles to his left, being guarded. Now Harbor Beach comes out as zone defense. Over to the right wing to Grant Harris, feeds into Ballard, gets it stripped on the way up, and Eli Kraft has it. Here come the Pirates. 3:40 left for the fourth. Over to Aaron Ginther and the steam into the post. Out to Kraft for three off the front of the iron. Rebound, Kramer. Here comes USA, trailing by six, 3.5 to play. Dan Rick dribbling against Shelby. Going guarding very close defense into the corner to Zach Kramer for three.
Yeah.
Zach Kramer brings it in with one possession game with 3 points between the two.